With Lester Kane's revenge complete, there's only one thing left to do. Logan begs him to stop, but Lester does not listen. He puts the gun to his head and pulls the trigger, killing himself with honor. Seconds before Lester's final breath escapes his body, Ghostface becomes consumed by a diabolical revelation. Inhabit the flesh of his young son, and he could live as a reincarnated Tony Stark.
Yo, fuck it, I'm taking the soul of my son. Live through the eyes of my young. We gon' rule, conquer, pillage and destroy. Bulletproof shit, blast through alloys. But first thing first, bitch, you fuck with the worst. Logan, I'm about to quench your thirst. Put two to your head, link brain and fluid.
No, please, don't do it.
Bang, bang, no more time for compassion. My reactions to your actions, satisfaction. No more DeLucas, the rise of a new day. Hey, hey, Mr. GFK, the rise of the black future, no longer play, I'm avenged. A proud man walking the earth, satisfied with my kills and my life's a rebirth. So live long, and long live the iller. 12 reasons to die, Ghostface killer.
Thunder strikes, and the clouds smother the full moon. The soul of Tony Stark's son is cast into an abyss of horror, and the spirit of Ghostface Killer descends into his body, becoming a human inferno of vengeful rage. Logan screams in terror as she realizes her fate. The possessed boy begins stabbing her again, again, and again. Now standing alone, blade in his hand, he grins in triumph. Of revenge. Lester Kane and Tony Stark were nothing more but kindred spirits, separated by time and space, but bonded together by violence and death. The touch of fate brought these two souls together, but for one of them, the ultimate price was paid. This is not the last we'll ever hear of Tony Stark's. Actuality, this is a new beginning. Tony Stark was once a man who became a demon, but now lives again in the flesh and blood of the Ghostface Killer.